guys, I think there's been a copyright breach and I'm concerned. And this is on behalf of you two. Fev and Byron, I'm here to protect your intellectual property. So there is a new online social media sensation. Now, they are a couple from Belgium. Their name are Nick and Linz. And they've been travelling around the world and their Instagram page has gone off. It's called Naked Wanderings. They travel the world getting nude.
That's what we do.
Exactly.
I never wanted to be part of that act, but I am part of that act.
You two get nude. You get nude in baths. You get nude in parks. You get nude on the snow. These two are claiming, this is the other thing about Nick and Linz, apparently they discovered nudity several years ago while visiting a sauna. Guys, you didn't discover nudity, for starters.
Yeah, everyone's born nude.
I mean, that goes back to the start before, I mean, apes were nude before humans existed.
Everybody just wants to get in on the act.
They are showing themselves in a range of warm weather activities in the buff. Lots of activities from swimming to cartwheeling on the beach.
Oh.
They've been to Montenegro. They are nailing nudity, and I just feel like they've jumped on the bandwagon and you two started this.
We did start it, and they've jumped on the bandwagon, but from what you've just read out, Boxy, we need to lift our game, Byron.
Well, I don't know that we do. Why don't we just let them continue to do it?
I've just seen a pose of them just doing a yoga pose on the beach.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's hard to beat.
Well, it is.
Look at that.
I mean, delicately photographed, because obviously there's parts that shouldn't be seen. Right. But I was just thinking, you two, who could forget when you ran through the park? I'm going to say that was maybe 4 months ago.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go, Byron!
All right, that's time. Fev hasn't even got the paper G-string on. Oh, my God, this undercarriage. Oh, it's falling out.
Then there was, we were in August, I believe.
Do we need to go through all these?
Yeah, we do. In Mount Buller, and this was you two getting naked in the snow.
Because Byron's dad's just walked into the studio.
I know, this is so unfortunate.
Very proud
of us. Jeff and Gloria. We're just talking about, Jeff, how your son gets naked a lot.
Okay,
inappropriately.
Was never my choice.
Can we play it?
All
so
Fev's
your dad
idea.
Can hear?
Okay, new tobogganing.
I'm just going to strip, get off, and go.
This is ridiculous.
Where's my toboggan?
It's minus 4 degrees.
Why are we doing
and
this?
And I am freezing.
Go!
Woo! Fev has taken it away. I didn't shrink, it got bigger. I was weird.
I was talking about, you know what?
I know. Yeah. Okay. Guys, it's been 3 months since you two got naked.
The new tobogganing, we're out. We've retired.
Byron, this couple on Instagram, they're taking over. They're owning nudity. And I feel like we should get that ownership back. And I would
agree.
Like you two, on behalf of this show, to go nude. I think it's time.
Oh, thanks, Fief.
And 13-10-60, I think Melbourne should get around this. We don't want these Belgians coming into town and taking over nudity.
Mm.
Where would you like to see Byron and Fev get nude? We've got wonderful landmarks.
We do.
The Luna Park, possibly.
Well, under the Big Mouth.
There'd be laws about that. I mean, you can't
maybe
just
the Eye.
Well,
the West Gate.
On the Great Eye.
The Spirit of Tassie.
So many
down the landmarks.
Spirit of Tassie.
Flinders Street Station.
Hey, I reckon we do a nudie run down Flemington because the spring carnival's coming
up. You just get arrested.
That's amazing.
13-10-60, apparently, with your suggestions for Melbourne landmarks where Fev and I are going to get naked.
Not even landmarks. Be creative. Where would you... Guys, I guarantee someone will come up with a suggestion and we will make them do this. Not make them. Obviously, they're willing
to do it. 13-10-60 is the number.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We are under attack by Belgians, Melbourne.
Well, let's reword it.
No, there's a Belgian couple, they've got their Instagram account Naked Wanderings, and they just go around the world, travel the world, and they get naked at various locations.
Mm.
And this show was doing that first because you two were getting naked. I'm going to say it was back in March in a bathtub, and then you ran around the botanical gardens naked,
and
then you went tobogganing at Mount Buller naked. And I feel we need to get ownership of that again. So,
remember when Byron didn't want to get in the bathtub, and then when we got in the bathroom, he was real keen to get in there.
I don't know why, but suddenly once I was in there, I loved it.
But the 13-10-60, we have asked you where you would like to see Fev and Byron get naked. We're going to make them do this today. Jess.
Oh, I've got a lot on.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Jess, where would you like to see Fev and Byron naked?
Flinders Street Station, Fed Square.
Perfect.
Yes.
Really busy.
I agree.
I've done dress-ups at Fed Square before.
I mean, is it legal,
though? I don't think it is. I don't know.
What we've done before, maybe that was illegal.
Mate, if we get locked up, we get locked up. It's only for 24 hours.
Yeah.
There'll be no criminal record.
Well, let's check all that.
Leslie in Melton. Hi, Leslie.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, Leslie.
I reckon the Eureka Sky Deck will be perfect.
Perfect.
Actually, that is perfect because...
So they're not going to let you get up there naked, obviously. So you just go up there in like some clothes and then just go up there to strip normally, like nothing's going on, and just walk down.
100%. You're right.
No, you're right on.
I mean, the only thing is the floor is Perspex. That's glass. So
that's
anyone
fine.
Looking
you
up...
Look up.
Sort of
and
under.
If we do get locked up, I won't have to do the bodyguard tonight.
Dua Lipa right now with new rules. Thanks for all those suggestions. Obviously, we'll look at the fine print on all that.
I wanted to hear Sarah from Melton.
It's the Fox. Sorry.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. Fev, you know what one thing I know about you is that not much gets to you. You don't really, you're really carefree, no worries. You know, whenever anyone here gets stressed, you're like, don't worry about it.
Something's getting to me at the moment, but we'll push on with that. But and other than that, I am carefree.
You are carefree.
You've got to live on, move, push on.
I know, life's short, play hard, just enjoy yourself.
Got to live every day of it your last, because one day it will be Boxy.
Well, that's just depressing.
Like, no, it's not. Let's get up and about.
Yeah, I know, but just the last bit.
That's okay.
Now, I want to run this by you.
We will all die.
Well, can you not do that up too? You know how I feel? I don't like chats about death. Here's a list that's been compiled, and I'd be interested in knowing what you think, because this is a list of the top 50 first world problems.
You're going to go through all
50?
Of them?
No, I'm going to take you
through. That's going to be a real problem if you go through 50.
So we all know, and if we're not on the same page about first world problems, are those little problems that really make you think that is a first world problem, because there are people actually starving and dying in third world countries,
right.
And we in the first world. What are you?
I want you to give me top five.
Oh, okay.
I was letting you finish talking.
He's holding his hand out.
I was just letting
in the formation of a high five, but what he actually meant was give me the top five.
Okay. And I'm airing out my pits because it's so hot in here.
You can just talk.
How hot
to
is
me?
It in here?
I don't know. Okay, here we go. So the top five. I'm going to ask you to guess. What do you think the top first world problem is on this list?
It'll have something to do with technology, like Wi-Fi or something.
No, it's not.
Avocados.
Do you know what? It's having a runny nose.
What?
I don't even think that's a problem. Does anyone really care about a runny nose?
You just
get a
blow
tissue.
It. Kleenex.
That's really strange. I don't agree
this
with
list
that.
Is dumb.
Did you go straight to one?
Yeah. Or did you want me to work backwards?
I want to work back.
Well,
do we have a
you
list?
Confused
do
me
we have
with
a
your hand in
no,
the
there's
air
no jingle.
To give me a high five.
Do you have a list for a jingle?
There's no,
it's
jingle.
Not a list. This is just a chat.
She's just having a chat with you, mate.
It's just
I'm
a
excited.
Conversation. I know you are. Okay, what about this one? In at number two, calls from unknown numbers.
Yes.
That is annoying, isn't it?
Well, don't ring on a private. You're not going to answer.
I agree with that.
And I don't check my voicemail, so it stuffs me.
This one I disagree with. Receiving a "we missed you" card for a failed parcel delivery.
No.
Who cares?
Who cares?
That's the... Yep.
No, next. No, in fairness, why don't they just drop the parcel off? I don't think anyone's going to steal it. Why do I have to go to the post office and go through all that rigmarole? Just leave it on the front door.
Well,
it's
no,
fine.
If someone stole it and they said we delivered it, and then you'd say, no, it wasn't on the
painful.
Front door.
Painful. Just drop it at the door.
Okay.
No, that's needy.
People who ignore queuing etiquette in at number four. Yeah, that's that. You hate that.
No, I like it.
He does it.
You're one of them. You are one of them. You said, my brother queued for the Richmond game from 4 p.m. on the Friday before the grand final. And then Fev said, why don't you just push in? Well, because that's not queuing etiquette.
No. You said that then your other brother
My other brother rocked up at 2:30.
And then lined up all the way at the end. I said, why don't you just join his brother?
Because that's not on.
Because that's
yes,
pushing
it is.
In.
They're brothers. You do the time, bro, and they can just swap. Oh, you go have something, you go to the toilet,
tenuous.
And I'll keep your spot. Anyway, keep going.
And then, okay, having a wardrobe full of clothes but nothing to wear. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that
now,
happens all the time.
Now, this one, unbelievably, this one's coming at 48, and I would argue this would be your number one, Fev, and it's very remiss of you not to even pick up on it. Takeaways that take too long to be delivered.
Hey, Uber Eats, they deliver on time.
Okay.
You know that you're not endorsed by them.
I know.
They don't actually pay you.
But they do. Like if you order it, like
if you end up with an endorsement from Uber Eats, I'm done. Fifi, Fev and Byron. Had to get a passport photo yesterday, Fev, to renew my passaporte. And
Where are you going to? Spain?
Sounds really
Bali.
Exotic.
Was that Mexico? A pasaporte.
I don't know where that came from. But I went in to get my photo taken, and I won't lie, I'd been at the gym. I wasn't really giving it much, but I did a little bit. Like I went, I'd better just put some blush on and put mascara.
Good.
My hair, yeah, the hair from the project the night before. Anyway, I was getting my photo taken, and I don't know whether you've ever done this, Feb, but you know when you... And I think we have to admit we've all done it. When you fish for a compliment, like you don't even mean to, you just get them. But I did say, I was just saying to the really lovely lady who was taking my photo, because she was just talking about, you know, other photos.
She'd take a lot of photos.
She takes a lot of photos. And then I said to her, because she took the photo and then she was doing the processing thing where she put it on her computer. And I said, oh, gosh, it's probably horrible. Thinking she'd go, no. And she said, don't worry, I won't show it to you. That's not what I was after. So then I've gone, maybe should we do it again? And she's like, I've disconnected the cable. We've moved over to the other side of the store. I'm going to see it eventually when it's on my passport.
But to your credit, Boxy, I don't think too many passport photos look good.
No, you're right, and
It's like you've been arrested and you're doing your criminal shot.
Yeah, it's your mugshot, isn't it?
But you know what? It's funny, Fev, because we all talk about events in our lives where you want it to look your best, whether it's your wedding or, I don't know, a big, big function and an occasion at work, your 21st, whatever it is. And then we all rock up for these passport or driver's license photos.
And you look horrific. It's there forever.
But these are the ones that you're showing people all the time. All the time. These are always coming out, and I think we've got to put more effort into them. But, yeah, I did look for that little compliment, and it was a massive backfire. There was also that time, and Byron, you and I were working on a show. Mm-hmm. First show, Fev just got out his license, and it's a great photo of him, and he knows it. Who's cut it up? He's like, your license has been cut up.
That's because my butt's so big it bends it when I sit down.
Okay. This went wrong.
Byron and I worked on a radio show together for another radio network, and it was the very first billboard we'd ever had. And I remember thinking,
it was called The Shebang.
It was called The Shebang. It was up on Punt Road, I think. It was like Mum was like, oh, there's a billboard, darling. And so I even did that thing where we drove by. I was about, 26 at the time, drove by, pulled over, got out the phone, And then I rang one of my girlfriends and I said, oh, guess what? I've got a billboard up of the radio show. And she said, oh, I saw it. Your nose looks ginormous. Like, she said to me, you've got to. But not only that, it said, you've got to get that taken down.
You've never looked better on that. I don't know where ours has gone.
Yeah, but I've got a finger over my nose. I think that's what's changed it.
Byron's looking at me. You've never looked worse.
But that bit, by the way, that bit where Fief talked about her big nose, that's where we both have to say, no. It looked great.
I was just trying not to talk.
I didn't say I had a big nose. I said that's what my friend said. What are you saying?
Sorry. I was trying not to talk about it and you've brought it up. Sorry. I was just going somewhere different.
Well, now why are you trying to talk about it?
Because I was saying how good you look in the billboard.
All right, it's a mess. Let's take a
break. Hang on a second.
When did you fish?
Do I have a big nose?
When did you fish for a compliment and when did it backfire? 13, 10, 60.
What do you mean? Like, it's unique looking, but it's not big.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Okay, so there I was having my photo taken and I was, not necessarily feeling great and I just went, oh, go fishing for a little compliment. And I said, I bet I didn't look very good in that photo. And she said, don't worry, I won't show it to you. And you just go, I was sort of hoping she'd say, no, don't be silly.
That's what she should have said.
Amazing.
But, and that's what happens. You can end up, you've got to be careful when you go fishing for a compliment. You get a backhander or you can hear something quite blunt that you didn't expect. Hannah in Gisborne. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hannah, have you had a backhander or something that certainly wasn't a compliment?
Yeah, real bad one. My new partner at the moment, I just started going to the gym and I came home and I said, oh, babe, I'm going to the gym now and, trying to, just get the six pack and everything. And he turns around and he goes, oh, yeah, you're a little bit of a chubby bubby, aren't you?
Oh, no.
Ow.
It's a high risk thing, isn't it, to fish?
It is.
Ooh, thanks,
actually,
Hannah.
Now that you mention that, though, I just mentioned to my boyfriend a few weeks ago that I was considering doing a fun run and he laughed. I was quite offended by that.
I laughed too. On the weekend when I did the longest kick last week's grand final day, I'd seen Josh Kennedy, who I used to live with, plays at West Coast, played at Carlton, superstar. And he goes, g'day, big fella, haven't seen you for. I go, yeah, I know, geez, I've got so fat. And he goes, yeah, you've been in a good paddock.
No, Josh, where you say.
You're supposed to say, no, you look good, big fella.
Yeah, no, you do look you're good. Fat.
Well, you had the last laugh. You beat him in the competition. Yeah, so.
Bang, whatever.
Jackie in Menzies Creek. Hi, Jackie.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Jack, now, you sound, upbeat for someone who's obviously copped a negative compliment.
Oh, it was a while ago, but something stick with you, I guess. We were going out with friends, went into the room, got dressed, came out and said, what do you think? Someone turned around and said, yeah, pretty face, just a shame about the rest of you.
Okay, that's...
When you say somebody, like a roommate, a friend or a stranger?
A supposed friend.
That is... Jackie, how did you... what did you do?
I turned around and said, mate, you need a mirror and have a look at yourself first.
Oh, there well we go. Said. Fired back. No,
let's,
well played.
Let's just get back to when Boxy said she's going to do a fun run.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. What? This is a sad day in Melbourne. Australia's Why? Longest running theatre restaurant, Dracula's. They're in Carlton. We all drive past it all the time. After 37 years, it's closing down. It's done. Doors are closing. This is a much-loved Melbourne entertainment restaurant.
Fev, pretend to care.
Come on.
No, look, Fev, I'm not going to lie. I've never been there.
I've never been there. I drove past it for 12 years, single day driving to Optus Oval.
I feel like when I'm giving directions through Carlton or the city, I use it constantly. I'll say to people, and then turn left at Dracula's or do... It's a landmark, though. And you know what? Even though I've never been... I like to know that I can go if I want
okay,
to.
Okay, that's the problem
but
for them.
The problem is the reason they're shutting down. I watched this on the news last night because we've never been.
I know. Right. Well, I wish they'd given us the heads up. If they'd put their hand up, you know, much like we do when the blood bank go, guys, we need an O negative blood, and everyone goes, right, we're in, and we get it back up. If they'd put their hand up at Dracula's, and there is blood involved there with, you know, vampires and
I
everything.
I was waiting for
so that
Fev
was a
Zinger.
Nice segue.
Yeah.
Well, it was 1981.
Yeah, but I'm just saying if they put their hand up and said, we need help, guys, or we're going to close, I just think Melbourne would have gathered around and we would have all gone. I hope we can maybe turn this around.
Well, you want to try and
to save Dracula.
You want to take this on?
Guys, this is burlesque. This is comedy. This is, you know, eating while watching live action on the stage.
Isn't it, like, scary?
Yeah. You know what, Fev? We've got to go. I'm not even kidding. We are going. If this is closing down.
I'll go in Jan.
No, it's closing January.
Oh, is it?
Fev,
shuts in December. December.
This is a spooky theatre dining event that we have missed out on. And 131060, I think that it's only right. You know, we are very proud of our city, Melbourne, and this is an iconic restaurant, and we should show it some respect. And if anybody has some great memories of Dracula's, call in now.
It's going to be a tearjerker.
Memories. What was it, you know, maybe just a great performance you saw. Maybe you were pulled in from the audience for some audience participation. Nothing worse than being dragged up on stage at a theatre. What do you call them?
Well, let's not highlight the negatives of
food and theatre.
Of theatre restaurants. Let's be positive.
Because I don't actually... If I'm eating, I want to eat.
Okay. Yeah. Again, these are all reasons why it's closing.
Maybe we can get Georgia Love on the phone. Remember she said she worked there?
She used to work there. Georgia, if you're listening, give
she
us a call.
She dated two of the guys there.
From the Bachelor fame.
One of her ex-boyfriends in here. I mean, there's just... If you work at Dracula's and you'd like to share your heartbreak at it going, okay. Please,
see, here we go.
Pull through.
Here's a stat that I heard last night about it.
Oh, good.
Every week for 37 years, they've done 1 to 5 shows. Every week they've had a show. In 37 years. That's a pretty amazing stat.
That's an incredible stat.
And for the first year...
They don't close for Christmas holidays or anything?
I said for what? No, they obviously don't.
Let's
every
just
week.
Take a song. I mean, you can reel through some other stats while the song's playing. 131060 is the number.
I'm just trying to give it some life.
No, thank you. Fifi,
Fev and Byron. Dracula's, the iconic Melbourne theatre restaurant, is closing its doors. I mean, this is such a shame, and I feel that I'm part of the problem because I've never been, but I rely on it as an iconic landmark when I drive through Carlton. I know when I get to Dracula's, that's when I'm going the right direction to get to Lygon Street.
Yeah, that doesn't
Street.
Give them any money. No, when you just use it as a navigation point, they're not getting any revenue from that.
Here's another little point that you might not know.
Oh, more
stats. Stats man over here.
It's not a stat. It's just a fact.
McAvaney, what have you got?
They're shutting down Dracula's, but it's a third generation business, so they're all involved. But they're not going to sell the building. So you might be able to take over and do your own Dracula 2.
Oh, so
if you love it so much.
They'll keep the business alive. The family are just moving on, no?
No, they're going to get rid of Dracula's, but they don't want to sell the building because they own the building. They brought it in 1981.
Yeah, but they might make it a clothes shop or an office space.
They might. But if we want to keep this going, we can make Dracula's.
I'm not personally invested
in
the restaurant.
You
should buy it.
Well, you just said you were.
Buy it.
No, I want to keep Dracula's there. I have no intention of managing my own theatre restaurant.
You could. Amazing.
I've got a bit on. Alyssa in Cranbourne. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you going?
Well, Alyssa, well, it's a sad day. We don't want to see Dracula's go, and if we can gather support to keep it alive, we will. Do you have a memory of the restaurant?
Yes, I took my mum for Mother's Day, and they personally picked me out of the crowd and sung to me and were singing my name the whole show.
What song did they sing?
I can't remember because every single word was just, Alyssa.
Oh, Alyssa, I mean, that is a great memory. And did they not think about saying, I guess, your mum's name through the show because it was for Mother's Day?
No. I think they've had some problems at Dracula's over the years. Didn't always nail it, but I reckon they were there, weren't they?
I reckon if they grabbed me off the stage and just went, Brendan.
You'd like that?
No, I'd be like, this is a weird.
I reckon they would grab you on the stage. Marie, how are you this morning?
Hey, how are you guys going?
Marie, we're a bit flat. Dracula's is leaving us.
Me as well.
I know. Yeah. Marie, do you have a highlight? Have you frequented the theatre restaurant often?
Yeah, look, I went there twice, to the one in Gold Coast, once in Melbourne. And there's like a ghost train when you first go in there, and then halfway through the show, they show all these photos of when people get scared and obviously everyone looks crazy. It's awesome. And then, like, there was a guy that came out with this chainsaw and I honestly was spinning and I thought, holy crap, this guy's going to cut me off. Like, I honestly was scared.
Okay.
But it was awesome.
Do you reckon they should change that bit?
No, I want to go on this ghost train. We are going, guys, this is awesome. A team event. We are going to Dracula's.
Oh, I've got a bit on.
Marie.
No, you're coming.
Marie, thank you very much, you call.
Sarah in Melton. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, I'm absolutely devastated.
I know, Sarah. I mean, how many times have you been to Dracula's?
I've been 4 times.
Well, that's enough.
Two in the Gold Coast and 2 in Melbourne. And I'm getting
a lot of business, aren't I?
I'm going next week for my 30th on Friday 13th.
Oh, that's
Sarah,
a scary
tell
day.
Me, what sort of, what's the meal you get? Is it a 3-course meal?
Yeah, it's a 3-course meal. It's always awesome food.
Chicken or beef?
I always go the chicken.
Right.
Yeah. What's the dessert out of interest?
The chocolate coffin cake.
Ooh. Coffin cake. So Friday the 13th is obviously a scary, that's not a good day to be going in.
You're right. Or Halloween.
It's my actual birthday on that day.
We should go for Halloween, guys. We should do it for Halloween.
Yeah.
You should come to my birthday.
We should come to Sarah's birthday.
When is it, Sarah?
Next Friday the 13th.
Oh, a bit on. But you guys can
go.
No,
you're right.
Thanks so much.
You guys should go.
For the opportunity. Well, there
we go.
I've
got a trick or treat on Halloween with
the
kids.
That's pending.
That's on October like the 30th.
Is it?
Yep, yes.
Sarah in Melbourne.
So you're free next
Happy
Friday.
Birthday.
No, so where does
this lead us, Fief, in the campaign to save Dracula's? You're not going to buy it.
Oh, no, I'm certainly not buying
so
it.
So what are we
going
to do?
What we're going to do is we're going to get everybody in Melbourne to get along. Let's all just suddenly, like, swamp in Dracula's.
Yeah, let's do
and
that.
And then the accountants will be, the liquidators will go, guys, why are you shutting down? This is crazy. Okay. Melbourne love Dracula's.
We can make this change.
I know what we do have next Friday. It's Jez's going away drinks.
Our producer, yep.
Our producer. That's, I knew
that.
Something was on.
All right.
Sad.
19
past. He's leaving us as well. Thank Everyone's you. Getting off the ship.
All right.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
And just before the news, we were joined by your dad, Jeff Cook, who was great and continues to prove he's great radio talent
great
if you're
radio.
Ever sick.
Oh, he is solid, actually,
Byron.
Jeff Cook. Yeah,
and we thought this job. Was, and we talked about your, I guess, your
no.
upbringing and the fact that you were christened Gregory Cook.
Full
and
name, Gregory Byron
okay,
Cook.
Okay, and you changed
just
your name.
Just Greg Cook.
And how much that may or may not have broken his heart. Anyway, we thought this would be also a good chance to launch our new jingle for the show because,
right.
you know, lots of changes to our show and the jingle and we haven't even played our brand new jingle
well,
yet.
Well, this is the actual brand new jingle. This is the actual one. Yeah, I like it. It's good.
Oh, no, I think there's a newer one. Just quick update. I think it updates.
Okay, I'll press this one.
Yep.
Greggy.
That's he's better.
Okay, yeah, that's not approved. That one will never be played again.
Come on, Greggy.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The Graham Norton Show, you may or may not have seen this over the last few days. There was an incident that happened on it that's gone viral where Harrison Ford appeared to forget the name of his Blade Runner co-star Ryan Gosling, and Ryan was sitting right next to him.
I read it and I thought it was awesome. I thought it was great. And I read about the character that Ryan?
It's Ryan.
Ryan.
Just gags. I think that was funny gear.
Good
I don't
gag.
Actually think he really forgot his yeah. name. But it's the area of forgetting names is always, and I'd find everyone in their life will have somebody that they've got an issue with their name. Now, whether it's at the gym or at work or even in your social group, if you've missed somebody's name when you first meet them, it can get to a point where it's really hard to go back. You know, it's 100%. Like that person in the office, you know, you met them and then months later, you still don't know their name and you're calling them mate.
Well,
I
was going to mention this, Boxy. You know, it's not sexist or anything. It's just how it is. It's so easy for males not to remember a name because I can just go, hey, mate, hey, man, what's going on, dude? Don't have to say the name.
Yeah, you're right.
Where you will go up to someone in and you can't go up to say like a, you know, anyone and go, hey, man, hey, mate, because you can't do it. We get away with it we don't have to say the name.
I know a lot of
people in this place that I go, hey,
I've got
man.
Techniques and strategies to help this, okay? So I have this thing. In fact, when I started working here a few years ago, there was a girl that worked in sales and her name was Jess. And I'd met her and I remember when I met her, it was a big night out at a pub or at a work function and I just missed the name. Anyway, I realised after about 6 months, this is not cutting it. But every time I saw her, are you ready for this? This is an example, Fev. Mm. I'm walking down the corridor. I see her. Hey, Jay, how are you going? Did you hear the? You heard the J?
I heard the J.
I knew her name started with a J, but I was like, is it Jess, Jules, Jen, Jack? I just wasn't sure what it was. And I reckon I can do that for most letters of the alphabet.
All right. You think there might be called Beck, but could also be Brittany, but you're not sure.
Okay, so it starts with, I know it starts with a B. Okay, yep. So I'm walking down the corridor. Hey, Bear, how are you going today?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm not so sure.
See, going back to how we go man and mate,
yeah,
I got to stick to that because you remember the time when our big boss came in from Sydney? And
Dobbo?
No, Buckley.
Oh, Grant Blackley. Yeah.
Grant
yes.
Blackley, actually. Grant Blackley. He's the CEO.
There you go. I walked up to him and said, g'day, Gavin.
Oh,
I thought his name was Gavin.
You thought that Grant Blackley was Gavin Buckley.
Or you thought Nathan Buckley ran
this. And this was the day you were actually away. You were actually away this day. Because he came down to see you and we're like, oh, Fief's not here. I go, g'day, Gavin. He went, g'day. And I'm like, and I looked at Dave and Dave goes, his name's not Gavin. And then I called him Buckley. What's his name?
Okay.
What is his name?
He's the CEO. I used to run Channel 10.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh. I don't know what to do with that. Anyway, 131060.
Good chat.
What is the most extreme case of name forgetting? Like maybe right now you work in an office and you've worked there for 10
years
don't know the receptionist's name or you still don't know.
And you're too far gone.
Yeah. And what are your techniques for dealing with it? So what are great examples of forgetting people's names?
Good stuff.
Could even be someone in your family. Second cousins are quite removed.
Yeah, there can be quite a few of them. Like that family reunion you had at the MCG. I mean, how would you remember all them?
Still don't.
131060 is the number.
Box. Greggy.
Boxing.
We'll come back to your calls.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We've got time for one quick one here, then we'll play a song and come back to more.
Yeah, we're talking about extreme cases when you forget someone's name. Mel in Sunbury. Hi, Mel.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mel, have you forgotten someone's name? Maybe you've still forgotten it.
No, I eventually found out. I was chatting to this guy and I tucked his number in my phone and I didn't know his name, so I tucked it under A. And then we went out on our first date and I still didn't know the guy's name. So, like, I came up with this story to sort of talk about, like, how people pronounce their names, like, spell their names really
weird. Good.
And so I said to him, oh, so how do you spell your name? And he's like, my name's Scott.
Mel, you should have jumped in with like one T or double T. Like, do you do two T's?
Good save. We'll come back to more of these. They're awkward.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Yeah. We've been talking about that little gaffe that Harrison Ford had on the Graham Norton show where he was sitting next to Ryan Gosling and seemingly maybe just for a second forgot his name.
I read it and I thought it was awesome. I thought it was great. And I read about the character that Ryan.
Now that's a funny gaffe. I actually think that's a good gear, good joke. But this can happen and you can go a long time in a workplace, in your social circle without knowing someone's name at your gym and then it gets too late and then how do you get out of it? Nick in Pakenham. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nick, do you have an extreme case of forgetting someone's name?
Oh, it was a bit awkward. It's actually my current wife. Way back when, about eight odd years ago, I had dropped some stuff off at a client's place, and we were heading out after that. So I told her to tag along, and it got in the front door, standing in the hallway. Imagine it, absolutely dead quiet. And she said, "Oh, you know, what do you got on today?" And I said, "Oh, just coming out with." And that was it, mate. Just absolutely flatlined.
That's great.
And what was her name?
Sorry?
What was her name?
Victoria.
Victoria.
And you're now married to her, so she forgave you for that.
Yeah.
How would you say Victoria if you didn't know her name?
I don't even know what it, I think I just changed the conversation or something.
I bet you did.
Oh, yeah, no, we're asking Fee. She's got this trick, Nick, where if she thinks the name's one or the other, but it starts with the same letter, she sort of mixes it up and makes it.
I'm giving away a few tells at the moment because the one thing is I'll go higher. Ready? So I go, hi, Victoria, how are you?
That's good. But if her name is something else, it just sounds like you've called her sort of a slurry Victoria.
Well, there was a V. She'll just know I got a V. Yeah. And other than that, I was just excited to see her. Hannah in Cranbourne. Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Hannah, do you have an extreme example of when you miss someone's name?
Yeah, I forgot my daughter's middle name.
Oh, Hannah. That's rather extreme because you gave it to her.
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, her middle name's a Catherine Jane, but because I had a long list, someone asked me what her full name was, and I couldn't remember, and I had to go back and look at the birth certificate.
Oh, that's great.
That's as extreme as it gets.
And just quickly to go back to the other game, imagine you thought Hannah's name might be Holly, but might be Hannah.
Oh, this is easy. You've given me an easy
one. So you walk into the room, okay, you're not sure.
Hi, Hannah, how are you? What was that?
That was just, hi, Hannah, how are you?
Hi, Hannah.
Okay, ready? Hi, Hannah, how are you?
That was better. It's a really high pitch.
Yeah, I have to go higher.
Is that why
that?
Whenever all our guests come in, you go, hi, hi?
She doesn't know their names.
And Anique in Carrum Downs. Hi,
hello,
Anique.
Guys. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Now, Anique, I'm going to tip somebody's forgotten your name at some stage because it's quite a hard name. That would be a hard name to remember.
It is a real, I always get like Denise, Annette, and get like so hard.
Yeah.
So I was working in a workplace. I've been there about 10 months now, and I work in a workplace full of boys, and none of them really cared to know my name. So anyway, this guy had thought my name was actually Shaniqua, like a name.
That's like a horse.
And he always called me Shaniqua, and I'd always answer. I thought he was just joking. And then it wasn't until he was going back to go to Europe, and I'm like, oh, I'll put your Instagram name on my phone, and I'll follow you, and I'll just like keep an update. And he goes, oh, your name's Anique. I thought it was Shaniqua because you always responded to it. So he thought my, and I'm a full white girl. He's like, so your name's not Shaniqua? And I said, no.
And
Shaniqua.
Fev was thinking of Chautauqua, the horse.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Same thing.
But anyway,
same thing.
Thank you very much there to Anique for giving us a call.
Neeksy.
It's a big night tonight, isn't it, Fee, for at least one member of this show?
Yes, Fev's debut, the Bodyguard musical at Her Majesty's Theatre. Fev is going to be on stage. He's got a role. And if you want to go and see him, in fact, if you've got nothing to do tonight, you're like, I would love to do that. We're about to give away three doubles. So call quickly, the first three to call through. We get three doubles to see Fev. Good luck. I know you've got to get in there early for a rehearsal.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens or not.
Hey, why don't you in very early for your walk on roll?
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Okay, that seems.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Well, we'll see where that goes. The Bodyguard, currently playing at Melbourne's Regent Theatre until October 29. Tickets from ticketmaster.com.au.
Meltdown, Fev. Everyone wants
to see
you.
Everyone wanting to see you and Paulini together at last.
Whitney and Kevin.
Okay, you're not. You're not Kevin.
And.
Byron.